just come to you, acknowledging your presence right now. We just give you honor and glory that's due unto your worthy and magnificent name. We thank you for Jesus, our all in all. He's our Savior, our King, our Shepherd, our Protector, our Defender. Hallelujah. We lift and magnify and raise his name up today. We give him all the glory and honor. Father, I ask that you speak through my mouth, Father. Let it be all of you and none of me as I minister this word that you've given, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Becoming kingdom-minded. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's start with Matthew 6:33. We're going to be reading from the Amplified version. Amen. When you find the version that works for you, that's the word you stick with. Amen. The version you stick with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what works for Sister Tony. Praise the Lord. Glory. Now, Matthew 6:33, it says, but first and most importantly, seek, aim at, strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God. And all these things will be given to you also. I want to take a moment. It says, aim and strive after his kingdom. Well, in order to strive and know, you got to know what his kingdom is. What is it about? What is the kingdom? Well, it's the kingdom of God is heaven, but it's here on earth. We're here right here on earth. He's up in heaven, but there should be some heaven here on earth, right? So as citizens, as we get saved, we have to learn how to operate in the kingdom. Amen. So in order to operate in the kingdom, you got to know what it says. Hallelujah. It's as simple as what he gave me. You have a new job. You get a job. What is it? You get assigned a job. There are certain policies and procedures or instructions you have to abide by and do to operate in that job. Amen. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. So that's what we're going to dig right into, that part right there. The policies and procedures and operating in the kingdom. So how to know how to operate into the kingdom. Amen. Because we all as a church has an assignment to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's turn to Matthew 6:9-10. Also in the Amplified. And this is where the disciples, Jesus was teaching them how to pray. Amen. It says, pray then in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. All right. So we're to pray our Father. Jesus is teaching us he's not just God, but he's your Father. As I've said before, we are sons and daughters of the Most High. Amen. We are heirs and joint heirs of Jesus. He's our big brother. Amen. So we got a job in the kingdom to do. It's about the family business. Amen. That's our new job. Getting souls into the kingdom. Amen. We're expanding the kingdom and bringing it here on earth. Hallelujah. Also, I want to look at where it says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, in the kingdom, there's only one boss. Okay, it ain't us. Just heads up, just letting you know, you ain't the boss. He's the boss. He's in charge. Jesus is second in command, but he's given all authority unto Jesus. Amen. So we are to operate in that kingdom. This is how it goes. We follow the chain of command. Amen. Hallelujah. God desires a relationship, as we were saying. He's not just God, he's our Father. So we're in the family business, guys. We have to begin to seek him and let his will be done. It's his business, not ours. So we do this together, knowing what our assignment is. Amen. It's all about Jesus and the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory. All right, let's turn to John 3:3 in the Amplified as well. And it says, Jesus answered him. Let me go back first. Well, you have to be saved first. Amen. Let's get that out the way. You got to be saved first and foremost. So we're putting that out there. God sent Jesus to save the world. Amen. And whosoever believes on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. Everyone knows that scripture. So you have to be saved first. That's the first part of your job assignment. You get saved first before you can even come into the kingdom or operate into the kingdom. So you don't even have a job until you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory. Now, in John 3:3, in the Amplified, it says, I assure you and most solemnly say to you, unless a person is born again, reborn from where? Above. Spiritually transformed, renewed, sanctified, he cannot ever see and experience the kingdom of God. This is important. You can be saved, but if you ain't filled or born again, you better get there. Because you won't be able to see the kingdom. You won't be able to operate in the Father's family business. Amen. Reborn from above, spiritually transformed, renewed, and sanctified. It's so very important. So remember that. We have to be born of the Spirit. Amen. Let me back up a little bit. You must be born of water and Spirit. Let me fix that. To operate in the kingdom. In the easy to read version, I want to put that up real quick just to give you more understanding of that. It's just another putting it the same way. It says, Jesus answered, I assure you, everyone must be born again. Anyone who is not born again cannot be in God's kingdom. So we have to remember what? Get saved, get born again. These are how you have to operate into the kingdom. So if you don't meet these requirements, you can't operate in the kingdom. So let's get saved, everybody. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get born again, everybody. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Get saved. You better get somebody saved. Ask somebody. Come here. We'll get you saved. It's all about Jesus. Jesus and the kingdom. Amen. He's the king of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Let's go to Romans 12:2 in the Amplified. Now, this is why we become born again. Why? It says, do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes, so that you may prove for yourselves what the will of God is. The will of God. What's the will of God? His kingdom. Wow. That which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose for you. This sounds like we've been saying this before, isn't it? Amen. That God has a purpose and a plan for you, that he's already predestined. That's Jeremiah 29:11. Amen. Yeah. And see, the way we used to be was the way we were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. That's Psalms 51:5, I believe. That's our old nature. So now you put all that off. Amen. It says no longer living how the world does or see things, but to begin to be transformed and changed, mature spiritually, growing up in Christ, what and who we are in Jesus, and doing what he's called us to do. Amen. Hallelujah. So your mind has to be renewed. That's the spiritually born again. Focusing on basically how he does things. Amen. And what he's done for us. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to read it also in the easy to read version. Just give more understanding in it. It says, don't change yourself, because you can't, to be like the people of this world. But let God change you inside. See, that's the, we can't change ourselves. Amen. We cannot change ourselves. So I don't care what all these help books you try to read. You cannot change yourself. That's a spiritual thing. You need the Holy Ghost to do that. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. But don't change yourselves to be like the people of this world, but let God change you inside with a new way of thinking. Because that old way is gone. It's done. It's no good anymore in the kingdom. You can't use that way of thinking. It don't work. It don't work in the kingdom. In the old way was Satan's way. He cheated. He backstabbed to get ahead of other people. He did wrong. You know, you can't do that in the kingdom. The kingdom is righteousness. It's a peace. It's joy. The world ain't got that. They're looking for it. Satan will try to disguise it, but it ain't the real deal. It ain't the real thing. Don't be deceived, people. It ain't the real thing. Get saved. Get born again. Amen. We got work to do in the kingdom. It says, then you will be able to understand and accept what God wants for you. You will be able to know what is good and pleasing to Him and what is perfect. Pastor was speaking just as, what pleases God? Walking by faith. What is that faith in? That faith has to be in someone or something, correct? Well, that faith has to be in Jesus Christ, who came to give you salvation. Amen. God sent Him to bring you into the kingdom. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. All right. So that's what the new way of thinking. Amen. Let's go on. Perfect. Yep. So we have to let the word change us. You get it in your hearts. The word is a seed. We've been over this before. Let's try it again. Let's get this together. The word is a seed. Your heart is, or your spirit is the soil or the ground that the seed has to go into. As you meditate on that word, what? The seed goes into it, it comes forth, and it does what it's supposed to do, whatever that seed you put in there to do, that you looked at to do, or meditated on. Amen? It will do what it's purposed to do. Glory. Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians 4, 22, 24. All right. It says, that regarding your previous way of life, you put off your old self, completely discard your former nature. Sister Tony, why am I discarding my former nature? Because you're a new man. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen? So strip them old clothes off. I'm going to pause for a second. Anybody ever seen the movie The Wiz? Hallelujah. When they was working under the evil queen, and then they came and all, if they got newness of life. Hallelujah. The sun brought newness of life. Amen. Glory. They stripped off the old them, and the newness of life came out. That's what we're to do. We're to strip off that old nature. Amen. Strip it away. Strip it off. Let it go. It's unneeded. Don't need it. It's not necessary. Let's live the life that God has already predestined for us. Amen. Pre-planned a good life. As we seek the kingdom, learning how His way of doing things, He will make sure everything that we have need of, He gonna take care of it. Amen. But we gotta make sure the kingdom is our first priority. Nothing else. The kingdom is our first priority. Hallelujah. It says that regarding your previous way of life, I'm gonna read it over. You put off your old self, completely discard your former nature, which is being corrupted through deceitful desires. Sounds a whole lot like that world, wasn't it? There's a bunch of deceitfulness, ain't it? And be continually renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude. Man. That is so powerful. I want to read that again. It says, completely discard your former nature, which is being corrupted through deceitful desires, and being continually renewed in the spirit of your mind, having a fresh, untarnished mental and spiritual attitude. So we get a new attitude. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a new attitude. Hey, hallelujah. Okay, come back. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. My new attitude is the attitude of the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And put on the new self. So we put on Christ. Amen. The new regenerated and renewed nature. That Christ-like nature. Amen. Created in God's image. Oh, God's image. Who are we? The sons and daughters of God. Oh, God-like in the righteousness and holiness of the truth. Living in a way that expresses, hallelujah, that expresses to God your gratitude for your salvation. So when you really get renewed, hallelujah, and you get born again, and you, really truly get saved, you start being thankful.
Thank you,
a heart of thanksgiving and gratitude to the Father for your salvation. Because when you really look back of what you've been through, you know that wasn't nothing but God with his hands on you to bring you out.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So there should be some gratitude of the salvation. Amen. Right. Some thanksgiving unto the Father. To where we totally, Lord, we just trust you.
Yeah.
We give it to you. We honor you. Hallelujah. Lord, I totally, completely relied on him. Because why? He saved me. Hallelujah. I'm not the old man anymore. I'm not that person anymore. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Behold the new me. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory. And I'm thankful for the Lord for that. Amen. Glory. 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 Living this saved life should bring that gratitude. It's a heart of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt, you know, Lord, thank you for my salvation. I am no longer that person. I wasn't a bad person then, but I wasn't a Christ-like person either. Okay. Sister Tony did some wrong. I mean, amen. We all had a past, amen. But my future is brand new, baby. It's a new future. Hallelujah. It's bright. You better get your sunglasses, put them on. It's a bright future ahead if you get saved. If you come born again, come into his kingdom, amen. Become kingdom minded, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to John 8:31-32. All right, it says, so Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed in him, if you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. You get that? We have to continue in his word, teaching and living in accordance with what his word is saying. Then you can become his disciple. Until then, you're just playing games. Amen. You're straddling the fence.
Yeah.
Playtime's over. It's time to grow up, church. Time to grow up. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we have to become his disciple. The only way you're going to be able to do it is to abide in his word. That's the only way you're going to be it. That's part of being, it's living in the kingdom. That's part of one of the policies and procedures. You got to live right. You got to want to live right. Ain't no half stepping. You know,
yeah.
We fully do this for real from the heart.
Yeah.
Glory.
Glory.
Let's go to Matthew 16:24. It says, Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to follow me, as my disciple, he must deny himself. Remember, I told you, you're not the boss of you anymore. He is. You don't get the ruling reign over your life no more. He do. Amen. He must deny himself. Set aside selfish interests and take up his cross, expressing a willingness to endure whatever may come and follow Jesus, believing in Jesus, conforming to Jesus' example in living and, if need be, suffering, but we don't suffer for Christ. Amen? Because he's our protector. He's our shepherd. He always leads and guides us if you're born again. Amen? If you're living out your spirit, if you're part of the kingdom, if you're kingdom-minded, suffering or perhaps dying because of the faith in me, the dying part is dying to yourself because you're no longer your boss. You're not the boss of you. He is. We are led by the Spirit as we fellowship and get into this word like none other. We will pick up our cross and begin to do this too. Amen. Yes. But you have to deny this flesh. Yes. Put this flesh under. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to be before y'all long. I'm just give you a couple words, you know. Amen. A couple scriptures. 1 second. Let me go back. I want to read this. To disciple is a follower or a student. To discipline is where we get the word disciple from. It's the practice of training to obey rules or a code of behavior.
Wow.
This is the kingdom, people.
The word.
The kingdom. Get yourself ready. We've got to be about our Father's business. Amen. Amen. Let's go to... Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:18. Okay. Get here. Hold on. 1 second. I got you guys. Let me read this. Ephesians 5:18. All right, I'm going to read it. I'm going to start at verse 17, actually. Amen. Ain't God good, everybody? We serve a good God. Glory be to Jesus. And we're reading in the Amplified. 17 down to 20. It says, no, not that far. 20. It says, therefore, do not be foolish and thoughtless, but understand and firmly grasp what the will of the Lord is. Do not get drunk with wine, for that is wickedness, corruption, stupidity, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And constantly guided by him. Speak to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, offering praise by singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord. Always giving thanks to God, the Father, for all things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Being subject one to another out of reverence for Christ. I want to explain this. The being drunk is not alcohol, but being drunk in the spirit, being led by the spirit, guided by the spirit. We're to speak to each other in psalms and hymns. We're to sing to the Lord out of thanksgiving and praise and worship. Amen. Hallelujah. That's part of one of the instructions, you could say, or procedures and policies on how to operate in the kingdom. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jude 1:20. Jude 1. It's only one book. Everybody should know where Jude is. It's the book right before Revelations. And go to verse 20. Amen. I hope you're all being blessed by this. Amen. It says, got it up there. I'll read it. Don't worry. It says, but you, beloved, build yourselves up on the foundation of your most holy faith. Continually progress, rise like an edifice, higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Spirit. In other words, it's telling you, pray in your Holy Spirit. You got a holy, once you get born again, learn, when start praying in your language. It helps you. It guides you. It leads you. It's praying things you don't even know what to pray when you need to pray. Amen. So a lot of times when you're like, oh, I don't know what to pray. Well, let your tongues loose. Pray in the Spirit. Amen. That's another reason. That's part of one of the policies and procedures of operating in the kingdom. Amen. Hallelujah. So, to sum it all up, operating in the kingdom or being kingdom minded, you must be what? One, saved. Two, born again. Three, discipline your flesh so you can live out your spirit. Abide in the word. Pray and sing in the song in the spirit. Amen. So those are some of the things that Sister Tony is doing. Hope you were blessed by this. Please make a note of it. Go back so you can read over it. Amen. I'll read this out. To sum it all up, operating in the kingdom or learning the policies of operating in the kingdom. Like I said, we have a new job, a new assignment. So in order to do this, you got to learn what the word says. What is the way to live in the kingdom? Amen. Because now we have an assignment in the kingdom. Jesus was our example here on earth. Amen. So we're to be doing exactly what he did. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Expanding the kingdom. How do we expand the kingdom? Getting souls saved, laying hands on the sick, casting out demons. The ministry of Jesus. That's as simple as we can put it. Amen. Hope you were blessed. Amen. Quick prayer. Father, I thank you. I hope what was said was all of you, Father. I hope that people were blessed by it. Lord, I ask that thank you that seed was sown. Amen. And for the ones that seed wasn't sown, I thank for increase, Father. Water it and bring more understanding. I hope our eyes are open. Father, I thank you that they're continually growing and knowing who you are. Thank you that they have a thirst of knowledge to know you more and more as Father. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.